Who is it?
Tracy Winchester in the house with a 5 points update here on KUVO.org. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. Doing great. Thank you for having me here.
Something's always going on in 5 points. One of the most vibrant communities, and it's not just real estate. There's stuff going on up and down the street. It must be exciting. You were telling me earlier, something different every day.
Yes, every day. It's a new memory is being created every day.
Well, speaking of memories, we've got the Rossonian Hotel, the iconic building at 27th and Welton. After being held by a particular owner for a long time, it's finally been sold.
Yes, Carl Bourgeois Civil Technology did sell last month.
And this is iconic building because it's one of those old, 1920s triangle building?
Yes, it was built in 1912. It was originally called the Baxter Hotel, named after the builder. And then along the way in the 20s and 30s, it did change into the Rossonian, as it's currently called today. And it is. It's one of our most historic buildings on the Welton Street corridor.
So what now? At least something different. The new owner says something's going to happen.
Well, actually, the new owner, Palisade Partners, is basically going to be extending their footprint from where they started at 24th and Welton with the Wheatley, the Phyllis Wheatley, which is named after the Phyllis Wheatley YMCA that was there for years in the Five Points area. And then he built next to that was townhomes, and then next to that is the Lydian, which is in construction right now, the construction phase. And also that is, the Lydian is a jazz term, again, paying homage to the history of the area. And so it was just natural for Palisade Partners to want to go in there and extend the footprint that would also bring about preservation of our historic cultural pieces on the corridor.
Jazz and 5 points, we know, goes way back. This Rossonian Hotel, I was talking to Carl, I said, you got suites in that hotel? He says, it's not that kind of a hotel. When Duke Ellington and Billie Holiday would come through Denver, play at the big hotels downtown, but stay in 5 points.
Right.
This is a hotel with the bathroom down the hall.
Right, exactly.
So.
It's more like a boarding house, so to speak. Yeah. Yeah, that's how they were back then,
basically. But uptown for us and the people, that's at 27th and Welton, and we'll see what it takes to get that that iconic three-story building into something retail, residential.
And absolutely. It really sort of depends on the other owners next door as to how much will be built out. Mm-hmm. But basically looking at anywhere from hotels to office space to condos to market rate apartments.
What a beautiful building. The only thing I insist, they got to keep the neon light and get that light turned on. I wanted to say the Rossonian. I love neon lights, and I want it turned on.
Well, we like for that to be our trademark up and down the corridor, similar to the lights at the 715 Club right now.
Exactly.
And Rosenberg's. I mean, Rosenberg's was the first one to sort of start bringing that type of light fixture back to the area.
Yeah, we can even get the lights running at the Casino Cabaret.
That's right.
And the Roxy and all that. Okay. So what else is on Tracy's plate?
Well, what's on our plate for this month is going to be the Truck Stop. The Truck Stop is a food truck rally that's going to happen on Saturday, September 30th. And we're going to have somewhere between 30 to 40 trucks that's going to be happening here on Saturday from the hours of 12 noon to 6 p.m.
I guess they're talking about the Grub, all those food trucks on Welton, stopping the RTD on Saturday the 30th. And the stage, a single stage, with names like The Guest List, What Young Men Do with KUVO's own Venus Cruz, The Other Black, and the headliner Lee Fields and the Expressions. Don't know if you've heard this soul singer, Lee Fields. Old school soul singer, not that old, but a deep, one of those voices that just makes you feel something.
sort of like a Sam Cooke.
Huh? That's the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's the neighborhood he's in. So that's the Truck Stop Rally on Saturday the 30th. But before we get there, how about this on Wednesday the 27th at Redline? This is your annual event.
Yes, it is. And we're delighted to be doing our fourth annual 5 Points Food, Wine, and Jazz event. And our headliner is going to be the Will Austin Group. And I know plenty of people out there in the Denver area have heard Will sing before, and I think they're going to enjoy coming in the atmosphere of Redline, which will have a contemporary art exhibit from Latin America on display, as well as we have our own African local American artists here as well.
One of the things, Tracy, that the Five Points Business District does, in addition to coordinating the businesses, is that your community space is really a community space. I don't know what UNL's schedule book is like for that community room, but you all stay busy in there. Almost every weekend, the police, the business improvement district, the economic development office is meeting in your facilities. And so as a community enterprise, we want to support the Five Points Business District with their food, wine, and jazz program Wednesday the 27th. At Redline and the Will Austin Band. So that sounds like a good time.
It is. And what we have there is the food is provided by all of the restaurants on the Welton Corridor. Ooh. So we'll have people, the restaurant like Dunbar's, and we'll have Gozer and Taste of Haiti. Those are the type of restaurants that'll be there. We'll also have some new faces there. As well. And so I really encourage everyone to come out. Admission is free. That's the name of the game here. Oh. Come in and spend your money, and that will help us to raise dollars.
Yeah, we want to. So come ready to get those plates.
That's right.
Get the food, the wine, and the jazz from the Will Austin Band Wednesday the 27th.
At 5:30.
Starting at 5:30 at Redline, and they're at 2350 Arapaho. You know, you have to have that vision to see things move on this street. This is one of those streets where for years and years and years, people are saying one of these days, and now it's happening. And so God bless you. Good luck. Oh, let me see. Yep, she's got her roller skates on.
Well, it is. It is, you know, it's so interesting because it is about celebrating our history as well as looking towards the future for what Five Points can be in the future. And I think that with all of the revitalization, $300 million worth of development happening right now on the street, I mean, we're going to be here for the future. And I think that we're going to see it evolve. And while we see it evolve, we're going to be holding on to our history, holding on to our culture, making sure that we have the diverse neighborhood that we currently have, make sure that happens in the future as well.
Not just the new people coming in, but the folks who are here have to stay here and make something of it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Steve.